back to Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life, life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Because, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ alone can satisfy the hunger and the emptiness of the human spirit. He alone can fill that God-shaped vacuum that's within every human being on the face of the earth. Only through your believing in and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior can you find real meaning for life and real purpose for living. Life is so empty without Him. Even though a person may have all kinds of wealth, their life is empty. And I've known of millionaires that have killed themselves and committed suicide because their life was empty. Their life was meaningless. Yes, they had attained wealth, they had attained fame, they had attained popularity, but they didn't have peace. They didn't know joy. They didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the source of eternal life. Oh, beloved, it's a great and wonderful privilege to be a child of God. And that's God's will. He's not willing that any perish, but that all would put their faith and trust in Him and accept Him as Savior and be born again. And, beloved, it's a decision and a choice that you can make at any time. You do not have to be in a church. You do not have to be in any particular location. It's a decision that anyone can make at any time if they will first recognize their sin for what it is, that is what has separated them from God. And that's why Jesus Christ took our sin upon Himself and paid the penalty for our sin, because the wages of sin, the penalty for sin, is death. And Jesus died for you and for me in our stead as our substitute. He died in our place, for He had committed no sin, and therefore He could take my sin and your sin and pay the penalty for our sin. And that's what He did some 2,000 years ago when He hung on that old rugged cross, separated from God the Father. He cried out, Why hast thou forsaken me? He knew the reason was because of our sin. But He was feeling the humanity as He cried out to the Father. Beloved, He died alone for you and for me. That's how much He loved us. But 3 days later, beloved, He arose from the grave, victor over death, victor over Hades, victor over sin. He lives today. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, and He makes intercession for every child of God. And, beloved, He sent the Holy Spirit to convict you of your sin. And that strange sensation you feel inside, that urge and desire to believe in Christ and accept Him as Savior, is the working of the Spirit of God convicting you of your sin and inviting you to open your life to the living Christ, inviting you to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, to accept Him as your Savior, to believe that He died for your sin, that He was buried, and that He arose from the grave, victor over death, hell, sin, and Hades. And, beloved, he lives today to guarantee our salvation. And he sent the Holy Spirit. He asked the Father to send the Holy Spirit to come and to enter into the life, into the spirit of every individual who would believe in and accept Christ as Savior. And, beloved, he'll come in. He'll do that work of salvation. If you'll cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave. And right now, I ask you to come into my spirit, to cleanse me from my sin, to make me pure and clean and holy and righteous. For Jesus' sake, O Lord God, please forgive me, and, O Holy Spirit, come in and make me pure and clean, and grant me that gift of eternal life for Jesus' sake. If you'll pray a prayer like that, it doesn't have to be those same words. It simply has to be the cry of your inner being, asking the living God to come into your life, to forgive you of your sin, to make you pure and clean within. And, beloved, he will hear that cry. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, we're told in Romans 10:13. Putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in him as your Savior, he will hear your prayer. He will grant your request. He will give you his gift of eternal life. And his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will then come into your spirit to do that work of salvation and bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. I'll never forget the day over 69 years ago when, as a young lad, I didn't understand, I didn't know all about it, but I did know that I was a sinner, and I did know that Christ Jesus had died for my sin, and I did believe that if I asked him, he'd come in. And I remember so well that Sunday morning as I was in church and I stepped out at the invitation to go forward to receive the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And I knew the instant the Spirit of God moved into my spirit and lifted my burden of sin and gave me his salvation, it seemed like the roof of that old building rolled back and the glory of God flooded my soul. I knew I was a child of God. I knew I'd been born again because the Spirit of God bore witness with my spirit that I was born again. I didn't understand it all. All I knew was that God had heard the cry of my heart and that he had sent his Spirit into my spirit to do that work of salvation. I didn't understand it all in that terminology. I simply knew I'd been changed. I knew that I'd been forgiven. I knew that Christ had become my Savior and my Lord. And, beloved, God's Word tells us that he's no respecter of persons. What he did for me, he'll do for you. He loves you just as much as he loved me, and he will come into your life and lift your burden of sin, give you his salvation, and make a new person out of you, and new beginning for life will begin. At that instant that you invite him to come in, he will hear that prayer. And you will become a new creation in Christ Jesus, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. And, beloved, you will experience and know that change that took place when Christ came in and gave you his salvation, his gift of eternal life. I've never been the same. The last 69 years since September 7, 1941, I invited Jesus Christ into my life, and he came in and gave me his salvation, and his Holy Spirit has borne witness with my spirit ever since that day that I belong to him, and he is mine. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Well, we're looking in Romans chapter 6. That's where we're studying. And that's where, oh, beloved, I just had to share with you again my testimony, because it's the most wonderful thing in all the world to know the Lord Jesus Christ as one's personal Savior. And as you come to accept Christ as Savior and open your heart to Him, you're born into the family of God, and you're just a little babe. But as you grow in your walk with the Lord, as you get into the Word of God, as you begin to read the simple truths and learn the simple truths of God's Word, you begin to grow spiritually. That's why you need to get into a church where the truth of the Bible is taught. A church where the Word of God is explained and is made clear and is made plain and is taught, that you might grow in the knowledge of the truth. And then you need to get a Bible and get into the Word of God. And if you don't have a Bible, we'll be glad to send a New Testament to you, absolutely free and postage paid. All we need is your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, so that we can be certain to get it to you. And it will be our pleasure to send you a printout on salvation and what it means to be a child of God. And we'll send you a New Testament, and we'll send you some other Christian literature that will help you in growing in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have a pencil and a paper, it's very simple to write to us, no matter where you are in the world. You can write to us and address to Bob Griggs, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. Bob Griggs, the next line, capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X, 825. And on the next line, you'll put capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That's Ignacio, I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period. Then our zip code, 81137-0825. That's 81137-0825. And on the last line, you'll put United States of America, or USA. Till next time, goodbye.